Good afternoon, members of the committee. I'm Nancy Martland. I come from to be my neighbor. I'm here today to talk to you about our New Hampshire, the very small but very lovely mountain town of Sugar Hill. Rebecca Brown Hesher, your New Hampshire, my New Hampshire, our New Hampshire. I'm here because you represent all of us, and we are counting on you to look out for all of our interests. New Hampshire is facing a serious threat due to the lack of up-to-date and responsible laws that manage the production and transmission of energy through our state. Energy companies have identified us as an easy mark. In the global game of energy monopoly, New Hampshire is just a monopoly board to them. They are buying properties and lining up little greenhouses and little red hotels in Stewartstown and Groton and Newfound Lake and the White Mountain National Forest and all over our state, and they can't wait to do more. There is no place that is sacred in the pursuit of profit. I do not oppose energy projects, but I do oppose irresponsible destruction of something precious. If we are not to become the next New Jersey, or Buffalo, or Southern Quebec, you must act. The first step is a moratorium on energy projects until we, all of us, figure out what we are willing to allow in our state and what we will not accept. We have the right to do that. And you have that responsibility in your role as our representatives. If you do nothing, you will not recognize our landscape in years to come. And even the great general court will not be able to put it back. We simply cannot rely on corporations driven only by the profit motive to have our best interest uppermost in their plans. The energy industry would have you believe that they know best. They seduce with promises of jobs and revenue and responsible energy. They say that if we resist their plans, it will affect their business. That is the point. We have to insist on business plans that take our needs into account and not just plump up the corporate account. Other states have set limits, as other people have mentioned. Businesses have respected those limits and found a way to operate at a profit. Examples from Maine, Vermont, and New York, just to name a few, show that alternate transmission methods can and do form the basis for a successful business plan. Responsible management by a state simply does not kill business initiative, and don't you believe it. And if I may comment on the statements by my IBEW union brethren, I was a union worker for most of my working life, I think it's a mistake to pit one job against another. Finally, I'd like to say to each of you individually, we have all made hasty decisions that we wish we could call back but could not, or stood by and allowed something to happen that we later regretted. I know I have, and I bet you have too. This is one of those moments. The price of inaction is very high. The return on thoughtful planning and management, enormous. I urge you to give New Hampshire the time to make an informed decision about our future. It will be well worth it when we look back and know that we did the right thing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And any questions from the committee?